Shakers, we're so excited to have you joining us today. I'm going to be sharing out of Isaiah 61, the instead of God. God likes turning your life around, and I trust it's going to impact you and you're going to encounter Jesus through it. Sit back and enjoy it. God bless you.
If you need a miracle this morning, it is a time we celebrate Jesus. And so if you think about Jesus, everything Jesus did represented heaven. So in heaven, you know, when Jesus was teaching us to pray, he said, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, the activity of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. So what's heaven like? There's no lack in heaven. So if you need a financial breakthrough, I'm here to tell you today, Jesus came to bring provision to you. There is no sickness in heaven. If you're needing a breakthrough in health today, Jesus is our healer. If you're needing a breakthrough in peace today, He is your peace. If you're needing a breakthrough in any part of your life, right now, we're going to come into agreement with why Jesus came. He came. Listen to what Jesus said. Amazing. This was after He was born and now He's a little older and He had just been baptized and He opens the Bible on the Sabbath. By the way, that's not... what we do every Sunday is not anything new. In fact, it goes way back to where they used to open the Torah and read scriptures, and they would teach in the synagogues. And so that He opened the Bible, it says in verse 16, they don't have verse 16, so I'll do that bit. So He came to Nazareth where He'd been brought up. Some of you have come back to Melbourne or been with family. As was His custom, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and He stood up to read. And He was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when He opened the book, He found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And the reason why, He tells you, because He has anointed me. Everyone say anointed. That word anointing, you see, people don't have a problem with Jesus the philosopher or Jesus the teacher, but they do have a problem with Jesus the Christ, because it's the anointing that set Him apart. People are drawn to His anointing, and also people attack the anointing of Jesus. Yeah. Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me. That word anointed means to smear or rub with oil, or to come in contact with. And the whole thought was that Jesus was consecrated to be the Messiah and furnish Him with the necessary powers of its administration. And the Bible also says that we receive an anointing. So that here is Jesus giving an explanation of why He's on the planet Earth, why He's come. He said, "He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the favor of the Lord." Let's go into the NIV version where He actually opened it from, which was Isaiah chapter 61. There's a little bit more to it in the scripture. It says, I'll go to verse 9, "to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Actually, I need to go to Isaiah, not Luke, but that's good. It's the same thing. Isaiah, thank God for iPads. It says this, "to proclaim of the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn." See, whatever you need this morning, Jesus is the answer. If you need finance, He's the answer. If you need healing of your heart, He's the answer. If you need salvation from your sin, He's the answer. If you need restoration, He's the answer. If you need to live a life that you don't feel alone anymore, He's the answer. If you want to find peace, He's the answer. If you want to find joy, He's the answer. That's why we sing with everything we got, because we've tried to find all the answers in other places. You too sings a song, "I still haven't found what I'm looking for." We have. His name is Jesus. He is the one who has the answer to every political situation, every spiritual situation, every practical situation. every health situation, whatever it is. The reason Jesus came was to be a gift, to be the answer. He says it this way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 10:10 says, for the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give you life and life to the full. I've got good news for you, friends. Jesus isn't boring. Some Christians are boring, but Jesus isn't boring. When you experience Jesus, He ain't boring. That's why we dance like we do. That's why we jump like we do. That's why we shout like we do. Why? Because Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. He is the reason for the season. Everybody gives gifts at Christmas to replicate or to be a memory of the gift that was given to us called Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, he quoted from Isaiah. And how many know that if you're a Christian, you have that same Spirit? The Bible says the same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead lives in you. So the same Spirit that's on Jesus, the Spirit of God is on you. And listen what it says in Isaiah 61 verse 3. I will do it from verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord, Sovereign Lord, is on me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. If your heart is broken today, He is here to heal your heart. To proclaim freedom for the captives. If you're bound by anything, He's here to free your life. And release from darkness for the prisoners. It's not just talking about people who live in a prison. People can live in an open space but still live in a prison. They can have a mindset that has kept them in a place for so long. But God's come to open the prison doors and says, come on, run. Come and enjoy the scenery. Come and enjoy the view. Come and enjoy freedom. Come and enjoy. Some of us have just lived with stuff for so long that we've tolerated. Jesus says, I want to take you out of darkness and bring you into light. It then goes and says, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. What is God giving vengeance against? The Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest. In other words, for this purpose Jesus came, was to destroy the works of the devil. So His vengeance is to destroy the works of the devil. What is the works of the devil? Everything that's bad. Everything. Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. The Bible says then, and to comfort all who mourn. Becoming a Christian doesn't mean you don't go through challenges, but I know this. When my mother went from this earth to the next life, when she graduated to heaven, even though I was sad, there was such a peace that I couldn't explain. There was such a comfort I had knowing that I'd see her again. There was such a comfort to me knowing that I had God helping me through. He isn't a crutch. He is everything. It says, and provide all those who grieve in Zion to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the instead of God. Instead of poverty, I'll give you a blessing. Instead of sickness, I'll give you health. Instead of bondage, I'll give you freedom. Instead of ashes, I'll give you a crown of beauty. Woo! It says the oil of joy instead of mourning. Woo! This is a mighty, that's why I want to dance. That's why I want to shout. That's why I want to clap my hands. I don't want to worship God like I'm a, what are those? They get those gherkins and they put them in juice and they become, what do they call that? Pickled. I don't want to worship God like a pickled Christian. They only move around when you shake them a little bit. I want to worship God like I'm a soft drink. champagne. Not that I do that, but anyway. I want to worship God full of joy, because we understand that this gift, Jesus, came. How much more can we not just praise Him and clap our hands? Sometimes we're like, oh, I don't know if I feel like clapping. Jesus has done everything for you. How can you not clap? How can you not shout? How can you not praise? How can you not worship? Jesus is alive. He isn't dead. We're not serving a dead, pickled God. We're serving a God who's alive and well and strong and moving. I hear people say, oh, society is so bad. There are challenges in our society. I don't understand why people did what they did this week. There are challenges. I don't understand why governments do things or people do things. But what I do understand is God is supreme, God is all powerful, and it's in Him I put my trust, and He is the ruler of the universe. I love this. A garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. You might have come to Christmas feeling despair. I've still got that addiction, I've still got that problem, I've still got that hurt, I've still got this situation. Take it off today and put on the garment of praise. I did it when I came to church this morning. I thank you, God. I actually try to get our crayfishes at the South Melbourne market before church, but the lines were so long. It was like, oh my goodness. Some people complain about lining up in church. You should have seen the lines of these people. I went around the market and I was there and I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to. But then I took off my, oh, well, whatever, and I put on the garment of praise. I'm ready to praise God. I'm ready to worship God. I love Silent Night. Silent Night, Holy Night. I love that song. I won't go into it. Too high. That's very high. Oh, is bright, round. I'm very careful what I sing because you can hear it online and it sounds real bad. Live, you can get away with it, but online, you can pick up everything. So all those Filipinos online, there's only 199 registrations left for conference, which will bring it to 15,000. And then a little secret, we will do one night standing room only, just a little secret, but don't tell anyone. Put on the garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness. See, it's not your goodness that makes you strong. It's His goodness that makes you strong. If it was about your goodness or my goodness, it lasts a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It might not even last an hour. But His goodness keeps going on and 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 on. That's why Jesus, the sinless Son of God, died for our sin. Why? Because He's good all the time. And it's His righteousness that makes us strong. If we rely on our goodness, we just get caught up with ourselves and tripped over ourselves. But if we rely on His goodness, we become strong, because I'm not relying on my strength. He is my strength. Let the weak say, I am strong. You'll be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Notice there's the planting of the Lord. In other words, you've got to get your roots down. We had some flooding in this building over because the roof couldn't take all the rain the other day. But this building needs foundations to keep this building strong if something happens. It needs strong roots, foundations. If you want to do something great for God, you've got to get your roots down strong. The Bible says those who are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish. Display of His splendor. See, the church should be a display of His splendor. I love this. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities and that they've been devastated for generations. There's hope for any nation, any place, any situation when Jesus turns up. Strangers will shepherd your flocks, and foreigners will work your fields and vineyards, and you will be called priests of the Lord, and you'll be named ministers of our God. You see, at Christmas time, it's not just about you, it's about you and every part of you, by the way. You're a minister, you're a priest. A priest isn't somebody who has a white collar. The Bible says in the New Testament, we're all kings and priests. All of us, every Christian is a king and a priest. What does that mean? A king, a ruler, a leader, a priest, a minister, somebody who ministers to people. Because I speak behind a lectern doesn't mean I'm a pastor. You know, some of your pastors in your hairdressing work, they're doing people's hair and, oh yes, my husband, he's my children. Oh, that's good. You're pastoring them as you're doing their hair. We're all ministers. We're all priests. You might be a lawyer. You might be a doctor. Whatever you are, you might be a house husband, housewife, whatever. You're priests. You're ministers of the Lord to help society experience the love of Jesus. This is getting better, I reckon. And you will feed on the wealth of nations. Listen to this. And in their riches you will boast. You ready for this? I've got a Christmas gift for you. It's called a message. Angels turned up and gave message. So I'm the angel of the Lord to give you a message. It says, instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. If you've come in here this morning and you got shame on you, I'm here to tell you by the blood of Jesus and the power of Jesus, shame off you. Instead of your shame, you'll receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, you rejoice in your inheritance, and you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. I got a little thought for you this morning in closing. Jesus, the Son of God, the ruler of the universe, the all-powerful one, the King of Kings, the Alpha and Omega, He was in the beginning, He is to the end. Everything comes through Him, He reveals the Father. Jesus, if somebody, you know, got the royal wedding coming up soon, I'm a bit disappointed that William and Harry, it is, right? He stole suits, girl. Who's going to replace her now? What's going to happen to her fiance? It's a plot. I can't watch that program anymore. Now she's not there. Thanks, Harry. Appreciate that. Good on you. Just because you want to marry her. What about the rest of us who want to enjoy Suits? Some of you are going, what Suits? It's a TV show. Just wanted you to know that. Anyway, if they're going to be married, it's special. It's going to be like everything's going to... I was walking through the Tower of London and I looked at all the jewellery that kings and queens and princes had, and that have a crown for this and a crown for that. And you know, if a royal person is going to be born, you're not going to pick, let's take them to the stables with the horses and the cows. You're not going to get them to be birthed in a manger. You get them to be birthed in the best hospital in the palace. But Jesus was birthed in a manger. Luke 2:52 says Jesus grew in, when he grew up, he grew in favor with God and with man. See, people think favor is having a nice car, having a nice house, having a lot of money. That's not favor. That just means you have a nice house, a nice car, and money. Favor is Jesus. Because I know a lot of rich people who don't have peace. I know a lot of rich people who don't have joy. If you want to have favor, you've got to have Jesus. Jesus is favor. He was born in a manger. If it was me, I would have gotten born in a palace. And I begin to think about this one day. And sometimes when things are happening in our life, We think, oh, it's such a hard time. Why is this happening here? But maybe God's getting favor to be born in a manger instead of the place you thought it should be born in. I remember when I was about 25, 26, and from my old church in Adelaide, great church, my dad was the pastor, my brother was my boss. That's always challenging for brothers to be your boss. Brothers are supposed to be competitive, not telling you what to do. That's not their job. Their job is for you to beat them in sport and beat them in everything you can do, not for them to tell you what to do. But anyway, I needed some humility, so God put him as my boss. My mum was on staff, you know, there were Evanses everywhere. Good heavens, there's Evans. And my dad asked me, and he said, Russell, do you want to go and help our youth pastor, who was my youth pastor back then? He was the executive pastor. He's going to go plant a church in the south of Adelaide. It's about 45 minutes away. Would you go and help him for 3 months? And also run the youth and young adults. So I'm like, okay. So for 3 days a week, I was over in the south of Adelaide, and 3 days a week, I was in the northeast with my dad. And I lived a bit further. So it would take me 45 minutes, 50 minutes to get from my house to the south of Adelaide, but I loved it. Now in Adelaide, by the way, 45 minutes is like driving 3 hours in Melbourne. Everything in Adelaide's so slow. If you're from Adelaide, God bless you. I'm glad you've enjoyed the road out of Adelaide to Melbourne, the promised land. Amen. And so I was doing this for 3 months. This church exploded. This church plant exploded. It was around 500 people. And I remember my dad asked me, he said, Russell, I want you to come back and focus on the youth group here, because I need your brother to focus on some other things. And I'm like, So I went to the pastor that I was serving, and I said, my dad wants me to come back. He goes, do whatever God tells you to do, but if you want to stay and God tells you to stay, that's good too. I'm like, okay, cool. I went to America. God spoke to me and he said, go and serve your father. And I was like, I don't want to go serve my father. I'm just another Evans there. Over there, I'm Russell. Over here, I'm another Evans. And it's more exciting over there. It's exploding. It's wow. Over here, I've got to deal with young people that I've dealt with for years. I love them, but this is exciting. And he said, go there. About 2 months after, my assistant youth pastor came to me one night. I was running a youth rally of about 10,000 people in Adelaide, and he was about to go on a mission trip with people that was from our youth group that we were paying for him to go. And he says, by the way, I'm leaving and I'm going to become the youth pastor in the church that I actually had helped set up. And no one had spoken to me. That pastor or him had spoken to me. They did this behind my back. And I was like, I was ticked. I'm telling you, I was so, why am I over here? You know, now he's over there. I'm complaining. I'm going, God, I want to be there. Now my assistant's there. Made it worse. And I remember a few months later, I was over here in Melbourne at a conference, and I had an encounter with God. And God spoke to me and he said, start a conference called Planet Shakers. So I went back to my youth group and my young adults, which was a church of 4,000 people, which had infrastructure, which had a building, which had everything needed to start a conference. Over here, it looked better at the beginning, but Planet Shakers would never have happened if I was over in that church. This looked like a manger. This looked like a palace, but favor was born in a manger. Now you are a result of that decision. Why? Because of that, God enabled this to grow and grow. And instead of giving us a portion, he's given us not a double portion, but an overwhelming portion where we're touching the earth and seeing lives transformed and seeing families restored in the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of people. And it seemed like favor was over there in the palace, but God says, No. I've got a manger for you, but you think it's a manger. It's actually a setup for favor to be born, because instead of your shame, I'm going to give you a double portion. Instead of you think you're losing something, I'm going to give you something that will blow your mind, because favor is born wherever Jesus is. So, as you inherit a double portion in the land, in your land, an everlasting joy will be yours. When I look at you, I get so much joy. Why? Because you're an inheritance that God birthed in a manger. The instead of God turns things around. Some of you come into Christmas, you're facing some stuff. I'm here to tell you, Jesus didn't come as an accident. He wasn't here as a mistake. He was planned to be the remedy for everything that was bad that the devil brought about. And he wants to change your life today. If you say, I need a breakthrough in an area of my life, in a moment, I think Pastor Andy is going to come and give you an opportunity to get right with this Jesus. But if you're a Christian here today, and you, or you may be not a Christian, but you say, I need God to do an instead of work in my life. I got some things that I'm facing. Good news, we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas. Christmas, Christmas. It's all about Him. And He gave His MO, He gave His vision statement, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to bang, 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 heal, deliver, set free, bring revelation, bring light, bring restoration, bring joy, bring heaven to earth. That's His MO. That's why He came. And the only way you can receive that is receive Him. And you're in this room right now and you say, I need a shift in my health. I need a shift in my finance. I need a miracle. Well, Jesus came as a miracle. He was birthed as a miracle. Virgin birth, miracle. Everything about Him is miraculous. Died and rose again, miraculous. So He's the only one who can really shift things in your life. And you say, I need a shift. If that's you, would you stand to your feet wherever you are and just lift your hands for a moment and just worship Him for a second. Just worship Him for a moment. Instead of disgrace, you'll receive, you'll rejoice in your inheritance. As you inherit a double portion in your land, an everlasting joy will be yours. Instead of your shame, you'll receive a double portion. And you'll be called priests and ministers of the Lord. You will feed on the wealth of nations. They will call you oats of righteousness. Instead of ashes, you'll have the oil of joy. Instead of mourning, a garment of praise. Instead of a spirit of despair. Thanks so much for joining us today. Jesus came as a gift to take our shame and give us a double portion of honor, to take our despair and give us a garment of praise. Jesus is the reason for the season. He wants to change your life. All you got to do is call out to Him and call on His name and see His power and His presence change your life. We'd love to connect with you on social media or on email at church@planetshakers.com. You can connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're believing for the greatest season coming your way. It is Christmas season, about to come into 2018. We're excited about what God's about to do. God bless you. Have an amazing, amazing new year and happy Christmas. God bless.